Six trends that will shape this century. The age of convergence. The planet has filled up with people and economic activity much faster than we have realized. The world's population has risen by more than 4 billion people since 1950, from 2.5 billion to 6.6 billion today. Sub-Saharan Africa's population has more than quadrupled, from 180 million to around 820 million. So too has the population of Western Asia, which includes the Middle East, Turkey, and the Caucasus region, from 51 million in 1950 to around 220 million in 2007. And the global economy, which provides a rough indication of human pressures on the Earth's environment, has of course soared even faster, because population growth has been accompanied by a steep rise in income per person. A rough estimate suggests that the gross world product, adding together the gross domestic product of every nation in the world, has risen by a remarkable 8 times since 1950. A crucial economic point is that there is a lot more economic growth to come, not only because the global population will continue to rise, and more important, because income per person will continue to rise, especially in today's poorer countries. The good news is that most of the world, including large parts of the world that remain poor today, has unlocked the mysteries of sustained economic growth. What was once the formula of success in a small part of the world, Europe, the United States, Japan, and a handful of other places, is now the prize of Brazil, China, India, and other vast populations. Rapid economic growth and the spread of prosperity are on the way. This spread of prosperity is fueled by globalization, the networks of trade, finance, production, technology, and migration, which create deep interlinkages across the world and which help to spread the technologies that underpin productivity and economic development. Economists use the concept of convergence to describe the processes by which the poorer countries catch up with the richer countries. Convergence occurs when the per capita income in poorer regions rises more rapidly in percentage terms than the per capita income of the richer regions, so that the ratio of per capita incomes of the poorer regions to the richer regions rises toward 1, that is, toward the same standard of living. As Brazil, China, and India achieve market-based economic growth based on globalization, they are able not only to raise living standards, but to narrow the per capita income gap with the rich countries. Through their competitive exports, these countries earn the foreign exchange to purchase state-of-the-art technologies, for example, in communications and information technology. The rapid uptake of technology leads to a similarly rapid growth of national income and also improves the competitiveness of the economy on world markets. A virtuous circle of rapid economic growth is created, based on rapid technological upgrading paid for through the rapid growth of exports. This is a wonderful process, making available to billions of people the wonders of modern science and technology. Most of the world is now part of this convergence club, as economists call the countries that have successfully integrated into global markets and thereby achieve economic growth at a convergent rate, that is, economic growth that is faster than in the rich countries. How fast is future economic convergence likely to be? A useful rule of thumb is the following. The poorer the country, the faster its economic growth in comparison with the leader, as long as the preconditions for convergence are met, that is, as long as countries are not stuck in the poverty trap. Today's technological leader, the United States, sustains average annual growth in per capita income of around 1.7% per year, with a per capita income level of around $40,000 per year. The growth of a follower, or lagging country, depends on the gap in income with the United States. At $20,000, or half the U.S. per capita income level, growth will exceed the U.S. rate by around 1.5 percentage points per year, so that growth will be around 3.2% per year, equals 1.7 plus 1.5. At $10,000, or half of the U.S. per capita income, another 1.5 percentage points per year can be added, so that growth will be around 4.7% per year, equals 1.7 plus 1.5 plus 1.5. The poorer the country, the faster is the growth that it can potentially achieve. There were some dark points for per capita growth during 1990 to 2005 for a selection of fast-growing countries in each income range. We had a group of poor countries with exceptional growth, a group of middle-income countries with rapid growth somewhat less than the growth of the poor countries, and a cluster of rich countries with modest yet positive growth. These fast growers in each income class illustrate how convergence is achieved when other obstacles, especially due to geography, infrastructure, and politics, are overcome. Most poor countries fall far short of their potential for convergence because of notable liabilities regarding their baseline levels of infrastructure, health, education, or governance. Some of the poorest countries don't grow at all because they are stuck in a poverty trap.